The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they're a lot of fun to listen to. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. I wouldn't mind if he came back before I finished this introduction. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use? Probably won't, but we could. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Why indeed? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds, then two more sets of 1,800 seconds after that. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're talking about questions in Christian living, about that whole living life as a Christian thingy. You know, that whole process. We're discussing that. We want you to have an opportunity to share and to connect to that. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, you're welcome to reach out to us, and we will do our best to facilitate and give you a chance to share. Here's the bottom line. It can be a prayer request. It can be a praise report. It can be something the Lord's working on in your life. It can be something you have a question about. It can be something that's just on your mind as the Holy Spirit's teaching you different stuff. It can be something you just read in Scripture and thought, I don't really get that. What does that mean? It can be any of that. Plus, it can be Bible trivia. Here's how we do this. We keep it as simple as possible. You can reach out to us by calling 972-445-0770. Now, I'm going to do that phone number really fast and then really slow, right? 972-445-0770. Okay, that was one. Did you guys get that one? 972-445-0770. That's the slow version. If you call, it is really awesome because you get to talk to Terrific T. And that's like getting a welcoming party from an airport. Have you ever heard that? You come in and then somebody's like, yay! We actually did that. Somebody was flying in our family one time. We got like 10 people on purpose, made fake signs that said, world champion, welcome back, you're number one in the country, all this other stuff. And where people were, and then they'd get there, we were jumping up and down and blowing horns.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. People were like, who is it? Who is it? It's the person that's going to cook Thanksgiving. That's what's pretty funny. Anyway, so if you talk to T, it'll be like a welcome party from an airport. If you get turned over to me, it's like a missed flight. Oh, well. Here's the other way you can get in touch with us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Comes to my phone that's on the desk here. It doesn't have any volume, but it gives me a chance to read it. Plus, you can also email us, david@hemustincrease.org. david@hemustincrease.org. By the way, we are a little shy as we have come to the last day of the month. So I will remind everybody by reminding you of the website, because that's the place to give, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, we have a lot of ground to cover today, believe it or not, and it's really ironic because we have Easter that's coming up on this weekend, And I'm going to actually do another Easter teaching because I don't want to do an Easter teaching on Friday because you guys are going to get, you know, Saturday/Sunday Easter teaching. So I'm trying to, you know, pace it out a little there, a little bit. So I'm letting you know that ahead of time. There's a couple other things I do want to let you know. We are going to open up with prayer. We have a family announcement coming. It is a family announcement, not like you think. In other words, we have a family announcement, and you guys are thinking, oh, well, Dave, he's got all the kids. He's got the grandkids, must be a child. And it's like, no. But we'll make that announcement. The reality is that only Terrific T, Noel and I, and one other person on earth know about this. And, of course, the Lord and the hosts of heaven. They know about that. So we're going to make that announcement soon. You probably won't guess it. I'll just leave it there. But I do want to open in prayer, make sure that everybody is feeling well, doing well, thinking well. So let's do that for a brief moment. Father, we come before you right now, and we just pray for everybody in the audience that is connected to us in any fashion, Lord. Whether they've listened in the past or they're listening now or they're going to listen in the future, we just ask right now for all of us to have steadfast minds on you, not on our circumstances, not on our situations, not on our fears, not on the shortcomings, not even on the surplus, Lord, but let our focus and our attention be on you. Let us set you before us always. Let us seek you first. Let us pursue you first. Let us recognize that every circumstance, every situation, every element that we face, every encounter, every health issue, every financial issue, every relational issue is in the palm of your hand. For you are the King of Kings. You are the master and the creator of the universe, and nothing escapes your notice. And we simply ask you for favor, for grace, for mercy in our situations, in the things that we face. Make your face shine upon us, not because we're worthy, but because of how much love you have and how much of that love you communicate to us. We praise you. We thank you. We glorify you. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And we say amen and amen. Okie dokie. All right, so we are going to quickly jump into our psalm. We've been doing Psalm 103, as you know, and we've been doing the benefits of the psalm, and we've listed a myriad of benefits. We're actually on verse 15, and we've actually covered more than 15 benefits. I want to talk to you about this next portion. It's an amazing portion, and I actually ended up doing some study on it, so I want you to hear what is going to be said, and hopefully I'll be able to communicate the simplistic truth of it all. Verse 15, starting with verse 15, in Psalm 103 says this, "The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it's gone. Its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts." This is the first portion. It's four verses together, but that's because they make a unit, so to speak. I'm going to do a quick quote from a couple of scholars because they can say it better than I can. Psalm 103, verse 15 through 18. This psalm reaches its crescendo here. Amid the shortness of human life and the steadfastness of God's love. I will give you another quote from an old, fabulous, wonderful scholar and spiritual giant of the past. Augustine of Hippo wrote, "Man in his days are but grass. Let man consider what he is. Let not man be proud. His days but as grass. Why is the grass proud that it is now flourishing in a very short space, then dried up?" Here, the whole premise of this verse 15, 16, 17, 18, is twofold. One, we are like grass, or we are like the flower in the field. Ah, we're great, aren't we? We know everything. We're so powerful. Then the wind blows over, gone. And so the premise there is for us to, of course, count our days, never operate in this spirit or this mentality of pride, because we have none in reality. In time, we're here for a blip. Boom. And then it's over. And it's that dramatic. Man is a fragile creature in the economy of God. It's a temporary nature and a temporary life here. But the flip side of that is what comes in opposition to that, and that's the Lord's love, which, by the way, the scripture says in verse 17, is from everlasting to everlasting. So I tried to calculate how long everlasting to everlasting would be, and the problem is I can't get a beginning or end point for everlasting, and I can't get another beginning or end point for the other everlasting, but here's what I know. It's from everlasting to everlasting, so his love is eternal. It never ends. Like, whoa, that's pretty cool. And when it talks about those who keep his covenants and remember his precepts, it's really focusing in on those who believe his promises and obey his commandments and yield to him and have respect for him and honor him and have humility before him. And that is everlasting. And so for as great as we think we are independently before God Almighty, we are a blip. Watch this. That's how fast your life is before God. But because his love is everlasting to everlasting, he transfers your mortal body into an immortal body through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And that lasts forever. So this here, now, temporary, simple, no need for pride. What's coming? Too fabulous. Beyond words for all humanity. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
There was a pastor, now I use that word with some reservation, having been involved in ministry and having the privilege of planting seven churches throughout the United States and having three separate ordinations, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who commit their lives into ministry. But whenever there's somebody on television or anywhere else that is a nut job, then I just call it like I see it. Okay, that's what I call it. Call it like I see it. On the Sean Hannity show, roughly about 2 weeks ago, a reverend, so-called Reverend Oliver White was on the show, and Reverend Wright said this, and I'm going to repeat it because some of these things are just unbelievable. He said that Jesus was wrong about marriage. At least he didn't have the audacity to say he never said anything about marriage. He said Jesus was wrong about marriage and that marriage should be more than between a man and a woman. And then he proceeded to say this statement, ladies and gentlemen. He said this. Now, this isn't even the thing that's irritating. Then he proceeded to say this. If Jesus were alive today, he said, he would say, I didn't know it all. This is a man who's supposed to be representing Jesus Christ as a minister. This guy's no minister. And if you want to say, well, that's judging, I'll take that judgment all day long. All day long, I'll take that judgment, no matter what anybody says. Here's a guy that says two things. One, Jesus was wrong about marriage. Two, if Jesus were alive today, any person who proclaims or professes to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and questions whether Jesus Christ is alive today or not is not a minister, but a false teacher. I don't care. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you think that's mean. That's irrelevant. Facts are facts. And here's the thing that just overwhelms me. This overwhelms me, ladies and gentlemen. Any person who is in public office, now this goes with this, all three of these things go together. Any person who is in public office who changes their convictions about same-sex marriage because another family member has made a decision to go into the lifestyle of being gay or lesbian, any person who changes their convictions, their biblical Christian convictions, based on another family member
changing their status into a gay or lesbian lifestyle, and then that person then changes their Bible convictions to accommodate their family member, is not fit to be a Christian. That's right. I said it.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where I am glad to be in. That's all I'm going to say. Yay, Texas! By the way, there was three states that were leading the economic news. Texas be one of them. Yay! I mean, come on, that's good, right? All right, here's your first trivia question for the day. Here we go. Here we go. Not a difficult one. I would think this is rather actually kind of easy. Who said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears? Didn't know if you knew, but you can have scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Who said that? If you think you know, you can call in 972-445-0770. That is the main number where you get to talk to Terrific T. You can also text, and text is good. I get to interact with a lot of people that way. 214-210-8483 if you want to text. Who said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears? Bonus points if you can tell me what it was from. I mean, just bonus. I mean, you don't have to, but I'm just like, just a couple of bonus points. All right, what we're going to do DNA, right? Okay, DNA, here we go. DNA, we do it virtually every day. I think we've pretty much, if we don't do it between T and I, it's in one of the repeats on the, or in our break systems, because it's important. That is why. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Now, I don't know if you know what that means, but it does mean daily. We're not talking about the guy that has ran the mob in Chicago. We're talking about daily, as in not weekly, not monthly, not yearly, daily. Draw closer to the Lord daily, that's D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. Even if you don't get it all, what's new about that? How often do you get God in his fullness? You don't get him all. That doesn't mean you can't believe and trust in his word. You got to trust him, right? D, N, and then A, always be ready
to serve.
To be a servant of the Most High God, to be sensitive to him, to be sensitive to others, to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbors, love yourself. Ta-da! Okay, got it? Got it. All right. We marked down, we did DNA. I have a little list that I try to keep now because I'm getting older. So it helps me. Is there anything else we need to cover? We covered that. We're good, good, good. Okay. I want to go into this verse 19. I love this portion. If you're not aware of this, I'm going to say it in a couple of really nice ways. But Psalm 103, verse 19 says this. So we just did Psalm 103, basically verses 15 through 18, remembering that we're dust. I mean, we're like a flower. Right? But the everlasting Lord, the everlasting love of God is everlasting to everlasting, which I it's an amazing question. There's really no beginning point to everlasting. There's really no end point to everlasting. And then he couches that with everlasting to everlasting, which is like a really long time. So it's kind of like really cool that way. Verse 19 says, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all. Let me say this so that there's never any question for you, for cable television, for the internet, for cable news, local news, national news, all these things, just so you can know it and you'll never have to wonder again. Ready? Kings, queens, presidents, prime ministers, and emperors will all pass away in a blink of an eye. But God will always be in charge. We look at society, and remember, we're what we call linear beings. A linear being means we have a starting point, we have an ending point in our physical body. Okay, we start somewhere, birth, we end somewhere, death, right? And humanity is filled with linear beings. But God is interlinear. He has no starting point one. He has no ending point two. He's interlinear. He's woven in from all time. In fact, there is much indication in Scripture that he actually created time for our benefit. Okay? And you can really make that argument when you look at the creation, how the sun and the moon and the stars were given for times and seasons and so on and so forth. Just a whole other discussion we're not getting into right now. What I want to make sure you understand is that humanity, not in charge. I know they tell you. Somebody tells you. We know what we're doing. They have never known what they're doing. I mean, can somebody just at least once be honest about, you know, how it really looks? Look, it's not that all the governments in the entire universe are evil. Let's not go down that road. That's weird. And some of them are actually trying. Some people in government really do try to serve and do the best they can. But you are talking about sinful man leading sinful man. You know, that's like a below average, you know, lunch. It's like, all right, well, you know, all right, it's there. You can't do much about that, but you have to recognize that. And what we need to understand is in the midst of this, God is not up there going, well, they elected a president. Nobody told me. Okay, God does not have the earth on a flash drive and then he loses the flash drive. I know that people want to think that way and that they want to tell you how it should be because they're in charge and they understand everything. And this just recently came out. I don't know if you heard this or not, but Joe Scarborough, once again, being as unlearned and unstable as one can be. See how I corrected that real quickly? Unlearned and unstable as one can be. Just telling people what Jesus would do, even though he doesn't believe in Jesus. How do people tell you what Jesus would say or do, and that they don't even believe in Jesus? How does that work? And just in case anybody's wondering, you know, because you have the COVID and you have the vaccine, you have people trying to figure out, you know, what to do and what not to do. And people have asked on the show what we should do. And I've told you, you got to go to Romans 14. You have to use your conscience before God. That is the requirement. In fact, that is one of the things, one of the main principles that this country was built on, that a man can have his consciousness towards God. Before all those people that say, well, Jesus would do everything that the government tells you to do, that's absolutely false because Jesus touched the leper, which was against the Jewish law, which was the reigning state authority in their area. And he didn't pay attention to that. He did what the Father told him. It doesn't matter. So my point in that is to understand who's really in charge. It's not us. I know you think it. Now, Satan's been stomping on man for a while, and he gets his little time to do that. That's fine. But there's coming this moment where this trumpet blows, and this stuff, it's over, and it'll be over, over, over. And your eternity, which is defined as dancing on streets of gold and having a new heavens and new earth and everything being fantastic and no more weeping and no more pain, that will begin, and that will usher in a state where you will never remember the flower that was this. And that's what hope does. Hope destroys disappointment. Hope, listen to what I said, hope destroys disappointment. Hope says there's coming a day. Hope says it's going to be better. And before you get all cut up and all of the, you know, I have friends that, just like everybody else. I've got friends who are Christian oriented. I have friends who are more political oriented than Christian oriented. In the last 5 years, I think they've almost all lost their minds. The ones who are kingdom oriented don't seem a lot different in the last 5 years. The ones who are politically oriented are bouncing up and down, bouncing up and down, bouncing up and down, like a Duncan yo-yo. Calm down. God is not up there going, I don't know what to do. Okay? That's what you and I do when the kid doesn't listen to us. I don't know what to do. God is in charge. He is established in his throne. He is in charge of the kingdom that rules everything. Just read Daniel. Look at how that little rock grew into a mountain and ruled. Well, that was God's kingdom. Destroyed all those other kingdoms in Daniel that were very powerful, but nothing compared to God. And so instead of everybody freaking out about what's taking place, calm down. Right? If God decides there won't be a tomorrow, there won't be. If God decides there will be a tomorrow, there will be. I don't think one single person has ever commanded the earth to continue its rotation. but God does, because he's in charge. And when you look at your situation and you think about it, you think, or you look at your circumstances, you look at your struggle, and you think about it, and you think, wow, it's intense for me. And it is. It is intense for us personally. But if you will bring God into the picture, it diminishes the power of whatever that is you're facing, because God and anything or anyone is a majority. As soon as God's in the picture, changes. And so do not think that you're going through a situation where it's out of control and I don't know what to do. Oh, I've made such a mistake and I've made a failure and I don't think I can ever recover. Really? God raises the dead. You think he can get you out of your circumstance? just say that. God raises the dead. Yeah, I think he can get me out of this. Let's just be honest, right? All right, I do have to answer the trivia question, right? Okay. I got T just like waving. What are you doing, Dave? Okay. Trivia question. Oh, yeah. The trivia question was, who said this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears? The answer, the most direct and technical answer, is Jesus said that. He said that in Luke chapter 4, verse 14 and 21. They did hand him the scroll. There's something very good theologically that you might appreciate. They did hand him the scroll, but he found the place within the scroll where it said that, which means that he hunted it down, so to speak, as well as them giving him, you know, the basic. The premise of that is that in that entire encounter where Jesus said that, that was an ushering in of the moment of favor and grace, the judgment part was left off of that portion that he quoted. That will happen right up until you hear doo, 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 and then it's all going to change. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing.
All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.